South Koreans will choose their new president tomorrow to replace their former leader, who is on trial for corruption. Voters are worried about that scandal, about the economy, and also about their nuclear-armed neighbor to the north. NPR's Lauren Freyer traveled outside of the capital, Seoul, to talk to voters in a bedroom community that is famous for choosing the winning candidate every election year.
An hour's subway ride outside Seoul lies Incheon, a city of high-rise apartment blocks and nearly 3 million people, famous for its airport, South Korea's largest.
대한민국 미래를 향한 인천의 꿈이 시작됩니다.
In the past three presidential elections, Incheon has voted almost exactly in line with the country as a whole. As Incheon goes, so goes the nation.
저기 우리 인천에는 지금 현재
People have moved to Incheon from all over Korea to be next to the capital, says Park Hyung-sik at the local election commission. We're a microcosm of the whole nation. What Incheon cares about, the nation cares about.
복지나 좀 아이들 키우는데 좀 그런 거에 좀 힘써줬으면 좋겠어요.
Welfare, education, the economy, those are my issues, says stay-at-home mom Lee An-rum, taking her infant and toddler to preschool. This is an affordable community where people come to raise kids. But like the rest of South Korea, Incheon's economic boom has mellowed. Youth unemployment is near a record high. So is air pollution. The presidential frontrunner Moon Jae-in promises 80,000 new public sector jobs nationwide and dialogue with North Korea. His closest contender, a software tycoon, promises job training for 20-somethings and a harder line against Pyongyang. Vendors yell prices for vegetables in Incheon's outdoor market. But I'm here to see a fortune teller. They're quite common in Korea. Upstairs from the market, an 84-year-old soothsayer, Park Sun-jae, pores over the lunar birthdays of the presidential candidates.
24, 24.
He says the frontrunner Moon Jae-in looks pretty good. He's at his highest peak of fortune. The spirits are aligned, he says. The latest polls did give him a 20-point lead. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Incheon, South Korea.